My name is Robert Cohn. I'm curator of ancient art at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art.
And what are we looking at, Robert?
We are looking at a real old fountain, the oldest fountain in Kansas City, and I bet that it's the oldest fountain in America. It is a Roman period fountain made somewhere between 100 and 200 AD. It's about 1700, 1800 years ago, and it came to Kansas City in 1930, 1933.
Some people suggested that it was just a Roman bath, that it was just used for bathing.
Oh, God, there are all these stupid stories that go around. There's a wonderful story that was circulating in the 1950s that it was a bath from Hadrian's villa and that young boys used to bathe in it. But all that is just nonsense. And these stories just become kind of something like folklore out here. But in fact, this was never at Hadrian's villa. And probably it came somewhere from the outskirts of Rome. Perhaps it was originally set in a large garden used as a fountain. May have been in a public building where it was used as a fountain, but for sure not Hadrian's villa, and nothing to do really with a bathtub. There probably was a stream of water that popped right out of the middle of this, filled the basin, and the water streamed over the edge of the basin into a pool of sorts. Would have been a glorious ensemble, and it would have sounded wonderful. And, you know, basically Rome is just like Kansas City in the summer. It's hot, it's dry, and you want something refreshing. And fountains in ancient Rome actually acted something like air conditioners. So you wanted to be really close to them. That's why we have so many fountains in Kansas City, and also why Rome had so many of them.